Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
Thanks for listening to CarCast on Podcast One.
Hey guys, welcome to CarCast. We're going to chat with our friends over at Expel and find out what they're doing to Bill Goldberg's new Ram TRX. And then a quick announcement on the new Ford Raptor. But before we get started, a word from our friends at Dodge. You know, Dodge was ranked number one for initial quality and best driver appeal for mass market brands by J.D. Power. It's the first U.S. brand ever to be ranked number one in initial quality and appeal in the same year. So see your local Dodge dealer or visit Dodge.com today to schedule your test drive. Welcome to CarCast. I'm Matt, the moderator, DeAndrea, here with Bill Goldberg. Good morning.
I'm back.
Good morning. Oh, what's man. Up, there's been some announcements literally as we speak. Things have been happening this morning. I know you've been running around town. We've got some things to catch up on. We had Alistair Weaver in last week while you were getting ready for Royal Rumble. Might as well just touch on that real quick.
What a good that did. I might as well not have trained at all.
You look good. It looked like it. I found the match online and watched it, and it was good. It was a good performance. Very respectful. Good handing of the passing of the torch at the end. He's a big dude.
Yeah, man. You know, I mean, it was not obviously like looking in the mirror, but it was like looking at myself 20, 30 years ago and being in the ring, you know, kind of looking eye to eye. It was like when Hogan passed it to me a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks because mentally I'm still that young kid, right? But physically, I'm like broken down like a jalopy, but yeah, it was a weird deal. It's a rite of passage. I was thinking about it as I was unloading my gun yesterday, ironically. I'm never going to get used to ever losing at anything, right? But I've accepted my role now as a character to be different and not be expected to destroy everything in its path every time it's seen. So, I mean,
well, I get that. Like, you know, the role for the Hall of Famers, if you will, is to sort of, you know, as you say, pass the torch down to the younger generation. You know, it's still a business, right? You got to understand there's a business going on there. And and as much as the veterans are a part of that, it's the future of that sport. That
any
you know, it, you know that the young guys are running with and using guys like you to sort of accelerate the storyline and pass along the torch. And you know, we always love to say things like, you know, oh, this guy's great, he's a great wrestler today, but how would he have been against Ultimate Warrior back in the day, or Andre the Giant back in the day? Those guys are icons. So to the extent we can take the icons, yourself included, and get you in the ring with the younger guys. Now, listen, we've talked about this before, right? WWE prepares this storyline. They determine who's going to win, who's going to lose. And, of course, the physicality of in the ring is very real. So you don't have much say on the winning, the losing, and the storyline, and you know who you're going to fight, whatever. They kind of just say this is what's going to happen. Obviously, you're going to get into the ring, and the guy's 300 pounds, and you have to throw him around one way or another.
He's not suspended by like wires that make his body weight half its normal. No, I mean it. it's not necessarily 100% a competitive competition, but at the end of the day, no matter how predetermined anything may be in any way, shape, or form, it doesn't mean that it's not difficult. That was a very nice way to skirt around all of that. But, you know, hey, I say it like this. When I used to jackhammer the Big Show and he was 525 pounds,
yeah,
the fact that he knew I was going to jackhammer him didn't make him any lighter.
Didn't make him any lighter. No, no.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's funny because he was a lot squishier back then. He's kind of a trimmed down Big Show now.
Yeah, I could probably do it to him now. I mean, we've both transformed, and I think I could stay with him.
That's
the
a
current Big Show, but yeah, former one, no.
That's a hell of a move, by the way, and you did it many times, your signature move, not this, just the jackhammer, but spear. I thought you put on a good show. I thought you looked great. A lot of talk about your new shorts in the forums.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
People you are know, fired up about your shorts.
Let me talk about that. Okay,
yeah.
I'll just hit a couple things. I was doing MMA. I was doing martial arts before Brock even started considering even wrestling, number one.
Right.
Number two, I got a blown out quad. And so to wear a brace over my quad, I wasn't going to wear it on top of my underwear, my quote unquote old trunks.
Yeah.
Number three, I'm 54 years old and I don't know of anybody out there my age in those kind of trunks. Everyone's transitioned to something else later in their career. And number four, Affliction gave me those trunks. They're Muay Thai trunks. I wear them to train in, and I had to cover up the Affliction part with another tattoo of mine. So in essence, I've had them for much longer than he ever wore them. I had to wear them because of, you know, the mirror. And at the end of the day, I don't give a shit what anybody says.
I know. Listen.
So there you go.
You got to understand, like, part of the whole point of this is to create some controversy in one form or another, right? If you're wearing shorts and people want to make a stink about it, that's fine. Listen, there was talk from some of the other wrestlers internally, I read, and some fans saying, hey, why is Goldberg wrestling this guy? He can stand on his own as a character. We don't need to prop him up with a legacy player. And of course, people were like, because Goldberg's going to win and they're taking a title shot away and he's going to go back and he's going to do a surprise at Royal Rumble and he's going to win that. And I go, or maybe not. Like, that's, you know, what they did is they got all these people to talk going into it and you performed and you did what you were supposed to do. And obviously, you propped up the guy and it was a great match and he won. And that was it. So all the hype around it makes you wonder. And the entertainment value, of course, is the hype around the match. So I would kind of think that WWE is going, hey, we need a quote from you saying you don't like what's happening here, and we need a quote. You know, like it's all a little bit agenda. It's all a little bit agenda, which
television,
is
man,
which
storyline.
Well,
it's
what I love about it is this is a sports entertainment. Of course, there's an agenda. It's a storyline. It's a physical soap opera. Or we could sit around and watch politics on any media show and pretend there's no agenda there either, right?
Absolutely.
Like, all right. So this was way more fun to watch. But
wake up,
anyway,
everybody. You know?
You did a great job.
Let's be honest. If I would have worn my original trunks, they would have bitched about how an old 54-year-old guy is wearing his underwear in front of millions of people still.
Right.
So
well,
you can't please everybody. And at the end of the day, I don't care about pleasing anybody except for myself and my family. And you, of course.
Oh, thank you. Well, you did a great job. You looked a little winded at the end.
Well, he beat the shit out of me. How could I not look winded?
Yeah. How are you feeling today? You feeling the past couple of days? You feeling all right?
Awesome, man.
Yeah. Feel good?
I feel great. Other than my leg, you know, I'm getting to be able to get out of something like that. The preparation is 20 times harder than the actual gig, right?
Yeah.
They always say practice, you know, two-a-days are a lot harder than playing a football game. So, yeah, I mean, it's just the wear and tear on your body in a short period of time to shove 50 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag. That's all. At the end, I came out unscathed compared.
I watched it with my girlfriend, and, you know, she's like, oh, my God, this match is nuts. And at the end, you know, you were you were limping out of the ring and you kind of leaned over, took an extra second. And she's like, is he really hurt? And I go, here's the thing. Yes. And he's probably milking it a little bit. but it's a very thing. I was like, the guy's almost 290 pounds, 280 pounds. Throw around anybody and weight a sandbag that heavy and see what happens.
Let me make just a simple statement, okay? 100% of those men and women that do that business are hurt.
Yeah.
In real life. So the fact that they can go out there and just perform and walk down there without people knowing how injured they are is a testament to what good a job that they actually can do.
Yeah, it is amazing, and especially the you know, some of the players that are in the ring several weeks in a row. That's a lot.
I was on the road 210 days my first year.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you're in the ring. You know, football comparatively is much more violent. Every play is an average of 18 seconds, but you play 16 games a year in the NFL.
Yeah.
You wrestle 16 times in 3 weeks, you know, back in the day when we were doing house shows.
And in an NFL, not every play, not every game, you're taking a hit. I mean, it's physical.
No question.
But, you know, wrestling is, you have to take the hit. That's the whole point, right?
Look at our boy Austin, right?
Yeah.
You know, and he was on the road and doing shows day after day after day after day. I mean, that takes a toll on your body.
Yeah.
And once you make it to the big time, you know, you're beat to hell by that time. If you're lucky, you can still perform. So, I mean, I'm knocking on wood every day.
Yeah, well, all right. So congratulations. It was a good show. I appreciate the show you put on, the effort you put into it. It was fun to watch. But now we got some car shit to talk about, so let's get into
it. Thank God.
Before we get started, a word from our friends at Dodge. You know, Dodge has officially opened the doors for the new 2021 Durango SRT Hellcat. It's the most powerful SUV ever. I haven't driven it yet. I put in a request. I want to drive it.
The one vehicle you haven't driven.
Yeah, right. And, well, the TRX as well. We're going to get into that. Exclusive for 2021, it features 710 horsepower, a new aggressive exterior styling, a new interior with a driver central cockpit. By the way, I looked at some of the specs. This is the three-row passenger vehicle.
Yeah.
0-60 in 3.5 seconds and runs like 11.50s in the quarter mile.
Not bad.
It's not bad.
Three rows. That's crazy.
Which, this is the good part, is all buyers receive a full day of pro instruction at the Bondurant High Performance School of Driving, and which you'll definitely want to take advantage of. And deliveries begin early this year. So you guys know that Dodge was ranked number one for initial quality and best driver appeal for mass market brands by J.D. Power. And they're the first brand to ever be ranked number one in initial quality and appeal in the same year. So check this out. Go to your local Dodge dealer for a test drive or go to Dodge.com to get yourself set up and look up some more information. All right, guys, check that out. You're going to love that. All right. So
about Mario. Mario's got the first Trackhawk that's going to be twin turbo right now.
Oh yeah, yeah, and I like the Trackhawk a lot. I did drive that.
It's awesome.
And you know, we talked to guys earlier about how beefy that drivetrain is, and you know, guys are making almost 1,000 horsepower that transmission, that drivetrain. Speaking of, we're gonna check in with Brett Clark in we'll give him about 15 minutes or so, and he's working on your TRX. We'll get into that, but he's from Expel and he's doing a pain protection film, which we talked about last time you were on the show. You know, before you get too crazy with the vehicle and kicking up the rocks and the dirt and all that stuff, maybe let's get the pain protection film, but. But let's figure out, let's talk to him and see what he's doing on the vehicle. A couple of other things I want to try to touch on before we bring him on. But this past week and this morning, as we're recording this, a few announcements have been made that I want to get into. First of all, Cadillac has replaced the CTS-V and the ATS-V with a CT4-V. Blackwing and a CT5V Blackwing. And let me just tell you, kudos to Cadillac
for, hell yeah,
for doing
it's
this.
A manual.
It, first of all, we know that these high horsepower engines are going to go the way of the dodo at some point, and we're going to get electrification. People still want horsepower, but how we do it, it's going to have to be cleaner and whatnot. And it's just, you know, no big giant engines.
Blow your wad before that.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, here's the thing: is they're not going to sell any of these goddamn things with the crazy horsepower and the manual transmission, but they love the fact that they're going to make it available. So this is what we got. So the CT4V Blackwing replaces the ATS-V, and it is it's coming in with a little extra horsepower. It'll be a twin turbocharged 3.6 liter V6. The engine's built in Canada. 472 horsepower. The previous version, the ATS-V, was 464. Not a huge jump, but 445 pound-feet of torque, it's about the same, but you're going to be able to get it with either the 10-speed automatic with electronically controlled limited slip differential and oil coolers on it, or you can get the 6-speed manual transmission. And the CT4V Blackwing will do 0 to 60 in 3.8 seconds at 189 miles an hour, and which I just love the idea. Like, just having just this small sedan with that kind of power. And by the way, these GM engines are just begging to be tuned, right? They're just begging for a little extra. So now let's say you want to step it up a little bit. You want a little bit larger sedan, and you want to replace your CTS-V, which I loved that supercharged engine that was in it before. Well, they're saying, good, we're back with that. The CT5-V Blackwing, supercharged 6.2-liter pushrod V8. A few improvements to the exhaust, and I think the intake, a little bit of tuning, bumps the what was the previous car, 640 horsepower? This one is 668 horsepower, 630 pound-feet of torque.
And they're going to sell this car, man. Come on. People are going to buy this car. They have to.
The automatic is fantastic. So
forget about the automatic.
You're going to get that. But you can get a 6-speed manual with a twin disc clutch and rev matching and no lift shifting.
That is freaking awesome, dude.
Or you can get the 10-speed automatic. It's going to do 0 to 60 in 3.7 seconds, 200 mile an hour top speed. By the way, the 3.7 for a vehicle like this is the same. We've had this discussion with Alistair a bunch of times because he keeps taking his GT500, the Edmunds GT500, to all these drag racing events. And they're like, oh, I got beat by a Tesla or I got beat by whatever. It's just because it's just the pure rear-wheel drive, very limited traction. It's not the all-wheel drive. Obviously, in a certain environment, they do a lot of the street drag racing stuff, like on their closed course, but it's in a street. But, you know, I went to a Ford media event, and I saw our buddy Evan Smith run, like, 1090s in a GT500 bone stock on a drag course. Now, we didn't reduce tire pressure. He just drove it out, and the track had a little bit of a prep on it. But in that environment, you know, 1095s or 1090s in that car without so much as opening the hood, is fantastic. So 0 to 60 in 3.7 seconds for the Cadillac. I'm telling you, and it looks good.
The buzz killer is that only guys like you are going to be able to fit in it.
Well, the CT4 for sure. The CT5 probably going to have a little bit more room. I don't know.
Not much.
Yeah.
Not much. I'm telling you, man. I you get your hopes up, and I got in one, and I wanted to test drive it, and man, I couldn't close the freaking door.
Yeah. It's interesting because I don't think they're doing the big, you know, the bigger version of that in a V, but I love the idea of just big horsepower, supercharged V8, you know, going with the, you know, with the, I assume it's the LT4 that's basically
as much shit is going on around us in the world. It's truly a wonderful time to be a gearhead again.
And this may only last just a few years before they're going to have to go to whatever.
At least we get to see it again when we never thought we would. I never thought we would.
Yeah, in a new vehicle, right? Because obviously we talk a bit about Dodge on this show. What? They've got Hellcat engines and everything they could possibly get in. But this engine's been around for a while, and they're putting it into vehicles with a platform that's been around for a while. But I'll tell you, listen, Dodge is not blind to the fact that this is very limited. Tim Kaniskis, he's been at Dodge a long time. He's a boss over there. I think he's a CEO of one of the divisions. He's basically saying, look, the demand for horsepower is there. Obviously. I mean, Dodge has built 50,000 Hellcat powered vehicles since 2014. And,
he's not blind to the fact that the future's coming, the future's here, and they're going to adapt and overcome. And it doesn't mean the sinking of a brand's philosophy by any stretch of the imagination. That's what I took out of what he said.
Yeah. So what he's saying is like, look, we've had success with Charger, Hellcat, and V8s, and Challengers, and SRTs, and Trackhawks, and it's like there's an audience for it. However, increased regulation, emissions, and some predictions on what the Biden administration is going to do to the automotive industry. Again, I'm not saying it's good or bad. It's just it is the future. It is what's happening. Yeah. And he's saying the idea of iron block, heavy engines, big horsepower, supercharged is not going to happen. But he is saying we don't want those customers to go away. We love those customers. They do well for us. So there's going to be some form of electrification and maybe turbo engines that are smaller and like we're seeing across the board with so many companies, and Dodge has to get into that. Now, this isn't really going to change much in the hot rod world. I can't imagine. If you started to count up how many, Chevrolet Performance crate engines, LS crate engines, supercharged crate engines, Ford Coyote crate engines, Hellcat crate engines that are out there in vehicles all over the place. Obviously there's different rules and they're collectors, different emissions and blah, blah, blah. But how they've embraced that high horsepower stuff is fantastic. Look, we even talked about even recently, I just met with guys at Ford Performance, and they're saying, hey, we've got more crate engines on the way. We've got our big pushrod V8 engine that's coming out. They're talking about offering, not confirmed, but they're saying, hey, we want the Shelby GT500 supercharged crate engine available in our catalog at some point, So some interesting things on that front. So kudos to Cadillac for releasing a couple of badass vehicles. I can't wait to try them. I hope to God they put a manual transmission one in their press fleet. As much as the automatic's going to be fun to drive, I won't say no to it. But
that would be
everybody
like,
wants to drive a manual.
That would be like giving a Hertz, what was it, the Hertz Mustang?
Yeah.
To a regular customer at renting a car at an airport now.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Right.
I got you.
I mean, it's just like, okay, here, take this, sign the waiver, beat the shit out of it, and just drop it back off.
Yeah. People still do that. Every time I go to Willow Springs, somebody shows up in a Cayman, a Porsche Cayman. Where'd you get it? Oh, I rented it. It's the
Enterprise.
The Cayman's like the best bang for the buck for like a track day like Willow Springs, because it's not the most expensive Porsche and it's so well balanced. Of course, if you can fit in it, then you should drive it.
You can get to the track comfortably and all that kind of stuff.
All right. So the news this morning, as we wait for Brett, but we'll go ahead and start on this, is 2021 Ford Raptor has been announced this morning. And I will just cut right to the punchline and say no V8 has been announced. This is what they're saying. They're saying we have a 2021 Ford Raptor with plenty of upgrades and modifications. It's still going to have the 3.5 liter V6 twin turbo EcoBoost engine in it. The current one is 450 horsepower. I would expect this to be upwards of 500 horsepower. and you know, and more torque. And they are saying, okay, so this will be available in the summer of this year, and then they're saying next year there will be a Raptor R. And the Raptor R is expected to have the V8 transmission. Now, before everybody just puts in their deposit and their wait list just for the Raptor R, think of this a little bit like Bronco Sport and Bronco. This new Raptor is pretty badass. And one of the biggest gripes of the EcoBoost, they said they addressed, and that is the sound. They said they've retuned this thing and the exhaust and whatever to tap into the sound. You know, we were saying kudos to Cadillac and kudos to Dodge for making the big engines. Kudos to Ford for doing this. I love this dinosaur war that's going on here, the Raptor versus T-Rex. I think both of these companies have to be having fun with this. And
the best thing that they could do as an advertisement right now is to release the sound of that R.
That, yeah. So there was a teaser video and they put in some sound. I don't know how edited it is. We'll get into it a little bit more. But anyway, I've got a few specs on this thing. But before we get into that, let's check in with Brett. Go ahead and bring Brett in, Chris.
For reference, I have the truck. Brett handed it to me, so he's completely finished with it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we emailed him last night. We're like, you better get that thing ready.
Thank you. He gave me another 24 hours to drive it because it's on its way to Mario Friday.
Yeah, there he is. Hey, Brett, how are you?
The best way that I can tell anybody and everybody how wonderful their product is make one statement. I picked up a truck that I've been waiting 10 years for. I had it in my possession for 2 days, and they've had the sumbitch for 10.
Yeah, right on.
Do I need to say any more? That's how important it was to do what I did.
Yeah, okay. So, Brett, all right, so Chris is still working to get Brett, and I am going to tell you guys about Geico. We talked about owning your home or renting your home and how much work it can be, but you know what's easy? It's bundling your insurance policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And that's a good thing, too, because we already have so much to do around our homes already. So just go to geico.com to get a quote and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy.
Hey.
Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
All right.
So we got Brett. We got Goldberg doing outfit changes. He's got his Expel hat on. Brett Clark from Expel San Antonio location. How are you?
I'm outstanding. Good to be here, guys.
I understand you were up early working on Bill's truck and made sure it would get out the door once I emailed you at like 10 o'clock last night your time going, hey, you want to be on the show in 9 hours?
I can picture Brett in his camos with a big gigantic cup of coffee in one hand and a whip in the other.
Right on.
No, I was out there towing the line, doing the work myself with my team. It's an honor to work alongside them when I can. What a awesome team effort to give Bill Goldberg the full student match of Expel Protection.
All right, Brett, so let's talk a little bit about what you did to the truck. We got the Ram TRX over there. I assume probably one of the first ones you have seen live and in person. It's quite big. It takes a lot of wrap if you're going to do the whole thing. So what did you guys end up doing to the vehicle? What was sort of Bill's demands and what you guys came up with?
First, there was no demand.
So Bill just said, take care of it how you would want to for the big man. And I said, yes, sir, we got it. So we gave it the full shoot match, like I started to say, full vehicle stealth wrap. Now, the stealth film is the same Expel high quality, 8 mil thick polyurethane with acrylic adhesive protective coating over the vehicle. All the painted surfaces that it is that give it protection from rock chips, daily abuse, any kind of contact with an object. That still film is very special. It doesn't change the color, but it just changes the finish of the vehicle. So it is going to give it that rich satin finish or a matte finish, some people call it.
Brett, let me interrupt you for 1 second. We're getting a bit of feedback. Let's see if Chris can chime in. I think it's his feedback's coming in. It's kind of cutting out. So,
see if Chris can fix that real quick, and I'll step in and say that you and I originally talked about doing a black wrap to it because I got it in the launch edition, and the launch edition is only 702 examples. And they're all the same. They all come in Anvil. And I always want my stuff different, right? And I didn't want to take away from that Anvil color because it is unique, number one. But number two, I wanted it different. So the best of both worlds was a clear wrap that made it a satin finish.
Yeah, and the made satin it different. Thing, you know? I think beautiful. If you can hear me, all right. It took that Hollywood gray or that gray color and that Anvil gray, and it made it like the skin of a shark is the way one of my installers described it. It gives it this rich meanness that is tactical, flat Anvil gray, and it just looks fantastic. So that was to start. And then we were able to use our new line of Fusion Plus. Came out in October. This is the expanded line of ceramic coatings that we have. We applied the paint and paint protective film blend to all the exterior of the vehicle on the painted surfaces and PPF. We have a plastic and trim specific Fusion Plus, a glass specific Fusion Plus, and a wheel and caliper Fusion Plus. All these are formulated for those specific applications, taking the ceramic coating, really that dynamic to the next level. They're specific to each surface. Can you still hear me okay?
Yeah, you're good. I've got a question for you on some of these vehicles. I assume the TRX, I can't say for sure, but some of these vehicles from the factory are coming with vinyl graphics on it. Maybe it says TRX on the side or whatever. So what do you do there? It sounds like there's a few options. You could put your paint protection film over those graphics. You can kind of cut an outline to not touch the graphics. Like, what are some of the options? And specifically, if you have a limited vehicle and you don't want to screw up the original graphics, like what are your thoughts on that?
No, that's a great question. So there's a couple different options with that particular vehicle. Full credit to our design team, because as you mentioned, that was the first TRX that we wrapped. They actually made patterns for four different hoods and for some other different portions of the vehicle that have these beautiful TRX graphics on it. We want to create a pattern and a protective film that's going to enhance those graphics. So you can put the film over the top of them. Now, if you do this with stealth, of course, if they're a gloss graphic, it's going to make it a flat and or satin finished graphic now. But it's going to be locked in under the film and extremely protected. The design team from Expel, actually cut these patterns to accentuate the graphics on Goldberg's truck. And the graphics pop, but they're also protected with that matte finish film. So it really looks fantastic.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of interesting. I was wondering if and when the paint protection film needs to come off, those graphics, if they're under the PPF, you're going to have to replace the graphics, right?
That's usually the case if the graphics are fully under the PPF and there's no seam and by that I mean pattern that just specifically covers the graphics, then yes, more than likely when you take that paint protective film off, those graphics are going to come with it if it's a vinyl graphic.
Yeah.
So that is something to consider when you install or when you make your selection about a Stinger stripe or a racing stripe over or under the paint protective film. I've seen both. I prefer it under because that's going to protect that vinyl stripe. It's going to protect that accent and keep it underneath. If, you know, taking into consideration if down the road you were to have to remove film for whatever reason, that graphic would need replaced.
And I know we've brought this up in shows in the past, but for those just catching up, this paint protection film stuff is... it's gotten so much better over the years. I saw early versions of this stuff where it has a little bit of an orange peel look to it now. And now it's really just has kind of a crystal clear a look to it, unless you're doing, like you're saying, like a frosted look or a satin look. So it's really kind of stepped up over the years as these big companies have been able to invest more in the technology. But let's talk about the longevity of it, and how do you maintain it? Because early versions of this film would yellow, especially around the edges. And I know you were saying you've done the ceramic coating, which, by the way, you can do the ceramic coating, we know, on paint, but you can put the ceramic coating over the paint protection film as well as an added layer of protection. And like you were saying, there's versions coming out for interior cloth materials and brake calipers. But with or without, let's get into both versions. Paint protection film without ceramic coating, how do you maintain it? With ceramic coating, whether it's paint or paint protection film, how do you maintain it? How do you maintain ceramic coating, and then how do you maintain paint protection film?
Most definitely, our film – so you're exactly right. The older film did kind of crack. It did yellow. Other versions, other brands. Now, X-Bel tried – we pride ourselves on warrantying that film for 10 years against any manufacturing defects or any install defects. That also includes that it's not going to yellow for 10 years. And really, as you're saying, with the proper care and maintenance, you can get more than 10 years of life out of the film. How do you care for it? You would use proper cleaning, meaning you would hand wash it ideally with a microfiber towel. If you use these drive-through car washes, you're prone to scratching. However, the good thing is the self-healing top coat of the film is going to heal those swirl marks right out and maintain that high gloss finish that you mentioned. The ocular clarity of the X-Bel product is something that, again, stands out as an industry lead in the paint protected film world. Maintaining the film, though, we would always recommend the hand washing as an option with the proper car wash, using a rinse-free car wash or a product that is not going to be any kind of astringent in that regard. The edges of the film, just like a shelf in your house is a different level and it collects dust, the edges of the film are going to collect some road debris and dust. And customers will sometimes point that out. Hey, what do I do? We just simply show them we have a X-Bel proprietary cleaner. It's very inexpensive. It's like, I think it's like $19 for a bottle. And that cleaner is going to help keep the edges of your film clean and maintain that outstanding, you know, anchor point and adhesion. If you spray it on a microfiber towel and then just wipe down the edge, never against the film, always with it, right? And for the film itself, we have a sealant, just like you would wash and wax your paint job, your high quality paint job. You're going to wash and you're going to use the sealant every 6 to 9 months on your paint protected film. That sealant's going to help seal the pores. Sealant. It helps seal the pores of the film and it keeps it from intaking any pollen, any ash, or any other road debris. Over time, if you don't wash it, you don't seal it, then it can pull that into the film and look. It's not going to look yellow, but it'll just look dingy over 8-10 year period. Now, using the sealant and proper care and maintenance with the cleaner, you're going to be golden. You're going to get more. You're going to get 10 years of life and beyond out of that film with the proper care and maintenance.
Okay, and then just let's take paint protection film out of the equation. If somebody comes in and just does a ceramic coating on it on the vehicle, on the paint, or something like that. Do you end up just sort of polishing and waxing and buffing like you normally would, or how do you maintain the ceramic coating on paint?
So great question again, and let me back up a little bit to paint protected film with the ceramic on it. That's highly recommended. One, because it's protectant on protectant. You're getting a micron thin, but very durable. The same hardness on the MOH scale as tungsten steel. Our ceramic product rates at a MOH 9, which is, if you put that on top of the paint protected film, it's going to help protect that film, keep it beautiful, extra high gloss because of the ceramic coating. The sheeting effect that it has, the hydrophobic energy that it has, is only going to further protect the paint protected film. So by itself, if you're just going to paint correct, make sure that vehicle is absolutely beautiful, the surface is perfect before you apply the ceramic, right? That's inclusive of our services here at X-Bel. We're going to, with a professional installation, put that vehicle, have the coating over the entire vehicle. Now, when you're staying just with the paint protected film blend or line of Fusion Plus, which is our ceramic product, it's going to give you that same level of hardness, that sheeting effect, hydrophobic energy, and make the ease of cleanliness amazing. Like bug guts, tree sap, rotar, it's not going to be able really to stick to this ceramic product, this Fusion Plus that is over the vehicle. And that's going to make cleanup after the track so much easier, cleanup after off-roading so much easier. And definitely when you're washing the vehicle now, that ceramic coating is going to protect from swirl marks, microabrasions, et cetera. So it's a fantastic way to make ease of cleanliness just very simple. And also that show truck in the TRX in Bill's cases, and the TRX truck show quality shine.
Can you put a wax over the ceramic coating?
You can try, but it won't take the product, right? Because the ceramic itself is so slick that you'll be polishing in and your product of wax is just going to keep staying on the surface. Because that's how well the ceramic, the Fusion Plus product actually protects. We've had customers call and say, hey, I'm trying to wax my car, but the ceramic on it is so, it's protecting so much that I can't get, you don't need to. That's the bottom line. You need to wax ceramic because it is that.
It's a hardened wax coating, basically.
Yeah. Well, because I'm thinking of sort of the show quality black vehicles out there. You spend all this time doing your paint correction and getting out the, you know, all the orange peel and the swirls on it, and then you put a ceramic coating on it. But the black always looks good when you freshen it up, like before a show. You want that mirror finish. And it sounds like the ceramic coating, with a good hand wash and maybe just a buff at that point, like, is it just kind of buffing the ceramic coating a little bit to get that?
You don't even need to buff it.
Yeah, well, it does maintain that show truck or show car quality shine. But what we would recommend is a detail spray. We have a detail spray with a low-grade ceramic in it. It's called Boost. And what that does is that it meets the need exactly what you're talking about. It rehydrates it's like a conditioner for the ceramic coating, and that's going to maintain the hydrophobic energy and keep it slick. So that's what we would recommend after you wash a vehicle that has ceramic or Fusion Plus on it. That's what we would recommend is the Boost product, and you can get that at expel.com under aftercare products. It's right there at our main line at expel.com.
Okay, so I've got one other question. This isn't meant to be a trick question. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but
challenge.
If the ceramic coating is meant to be a very, very microscopic, thin, hard coating, when you put it on paint protection film is very tiny in that it can flex and it has self-healing properties. So how do you put a rock hard coating on something that moves?
So it's at the science level, right? It is a micron thick layer over the ceramic. The way the engineers refer to it, and I can't geek out on you quite to that level, but the ceramic, the way it installs on the paint protected film, it rides on top. It is an active hard layer that is able to protect the film. And the film doesn't really, I mean, if it's getting hit, it's going to move, right? Maybe a little bit as a cushion, but that, the way I understand the ceramic product on top of that, it doesn't shatter that product. It doesn't penetrate it. And there isn't even a self-healing quality to the Fusion Plus on top of the paint protected film, which has a 0.5 mil self-healing top coat itself. So if a rock hits and does penetrate the ceramic, because of the impact nature of that strike, then that's where the paint protected film is your backup layer of protective cushion, 8 mils thick, protecting the body of the vehicle, and definitely going to give it that self-healing quality and protection what you need.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm fascinated. Bill, did I get everything? I know you're just sitting there just soaking this in like a sponge up there going, I'm trying to learn.
Yeah, you got everything, but I need to make an addition to it. Now, when I left the offices at Expel up in San Antonio, they brought to my attention a product that you and I have been searching for a hell of a long time. And remember what happened to the Green Demon at the Nitto event. where I got so much rubber on the rear quarter that it started melting it.
What?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Wanda was driving the car.
Sure.
I don't know what happened. But, and we were talking, you know, and everybody and their mother's seen the blue tape of all these, of everybody going to the track with the blue tape. Who wants to be the blue tape guy? Well, if you're not the blue tape guy, you're the guys, you know, like Richard Wade is scrubbing the rear quarter and trying to get all the rubber off of it, right? So there was nobody that had a product that would suffice our expectations of having something actually that worked and that looked cool. Well, Expel just stepped in. So I'll let Brett talk about what they have available because I have a roll of it in my truck.
Oh, thanks for that, Bill. And this product is called TrackWrap, right? This answers the mail on consumers, customers, race enthusiasts who want to go to the track and who want to protect their vehicle from flying rubber, from the road debris, from everything that's going to hit that vehicle when they're tearing it up and getting busy on the track action. This film is a temporary protective layer. I want to say it's 10 mil thick. I need to review the specs on it, but it's between 8 and 10 mil thick, and it is a temporary film. It's a very easy user install. You can cut it to the pattern that you need to, and you roll it off, and you peel that backing, and then you have protection. Now, it's not designed to be like high gloss, super enhancing to the looks, but what it is going to give you is that on-the-fly, on-the-go race track protection. It's TRAC wrap, track wrap, and you can again get that at expel.com.
We'll look into that product as well. As you were saying, it's a temporary wrap that can go on there. Which what I like about it is you're right. You're heading out to the track. You're doing or even a long road trip. Let's say you're going to I'm going to drive across the country. I'm going to head out to Vegas from here or something. You can put some of this stuff on there. I've seen this product at the racetrack as well. It doesn't need to go on perfect. It can be a little wrinkly. You're going to remove it at some point anyway. And they've improved this over time to where it's a little bit easier to install and uninstall. You can peel it off.
Dude, they showed me there. It's extremely easy. What they do for the permanent application is a wet application, and then they'll move it around and do exact. This is a dry application. You can cut it to fit. It's not blue. It's clear. you put it on your rear quarter or your inner fender well, wherever you need to, and then you just pull it right off when you're done. It's fantastic, and it's actually something I've been looking for a long time. There may be other things out there, but nobody's called in and let us know about them, and I haven't been able to find them. So I'm very appreciative that Expel came out with something like that. We can apply ourselves.
Well, I appreciate it. Brett, thank you so much for joining us today. Expel in San Antonio. Expel's got locations everywhere. You can go to their website and see the products and find a dealer near you. But these guys are at sanantonio-clearbra.com, I believe is the website, right? There you go. So sanantonio-clearbra.com. And again, you can get all their information on the Expel. It's X-P-E-L. Website. Brett, thank you so much, and we'll check in with you again.
All right. Be good, Brett. Thank you, sir.
All right, it was good. It's funny. I was over at Galpin Auto Sports, and they were doing an installation of this same stuff on someone's Ford GT, and that's what got me thinking. I was like, hey, this GT got there's stripes or whatever, and there's graphics. Like, what do you do around the graphics? And they were saying, there's a couple of options. We can trim around them, or we could not cover them.
Yeah, they better be really freaking good trimming around it, because you should see how intricate, all the graphics were on the TRX. And man, they did a hell of a job. Now, I can tell you that's probably 8 of the 10 days that it was there because of that.
Well, so I think the way he was describing it was he didn't just cover the vehicle with the graphics. He cut paint protection film, like whatever, to die cut, laser cut, whatever on their jig, and put separate paint protection film over the graphics, the same outline and shape of the graphics. So sort of a die cut version, but to make it a little bit different. So you have paint protection film with you know, a graphic cut out, and then they put PPF over the graphic so that you can do like a gloss version of that and then the satin on the paint. And yeah,
they went above and beyond, and like anything, if you got the money that you can pay, you can get anything done. But I mean, they had, you know, they had turbo diesel trucks. They had three Ferraris out there. They had horses out the yang yang. I mean, every car imaginable, no matter what the level of quality of the car, if you love your car, you're going to take it and get some of this done, man. It's
it's awesome. You know, again, when it first came out, I was skeptical. When you see that kind of bra like on the front half of the hood, and you see the line, yes, and it starts to yellow, and it looks like it's got a little bit of orange peel into it, and you can feel it too much. It was even too thick at the time. I was like, I get it. You know, it, you know, for me, it was like, oh, you lease a BMW and you put this on there, so when you return it, they don't ding you for all the scratches, exactly, on the front of your car. You know,
come a long way. Dude,
and now, like, some of the stuff is really fantastic, crystal clear. I've gotten,
you can't find a seam on my car for anything. You know, the TRX is different, but on the Challenger, you can't find a seam on it.
I think it was Acura. Acura has this, I forgot the name of it, but they had like a TLX, and they had a couple of vehicles that were built at the Acura NSX plant, and it went through the high-end paint process. It's beautiful red metallic paint, all just sort of color sanded and buffed out, and it was a premium over the sticker. And I got one as a press car, and I was looking at it, and I was like, my gosh, this paint is fantastic. Just no blemishes, no orange peel. It looks amazing. And then Acura said, yeah, and it's wrapped. It's got paint protection, exactly, film. I was like, there's no orange peel. I couldn't see it. And when he mentioned that, you open the door and you look at the seams and the cracks, and you're like, oh, it is. I was like, it's a testament to that paint, and it was a testament to how well the paint protection film has come. So,
well, anyway, yeah, the technology's come so far, dude. And then the application. You watch them do one of those vehicles, it's like artwork.
All right. So that being said, we've got a few minutes left, and I just wanted to finish up on this Ford Raptor. I think we did enough PPF for today. But so this is what we got. We've got, excuse me, Ford Raptor 2021 version, starting at around $60,000. It'll be available this summer. Next year will be the Raptor R model. We've got slightly greater clearances on the suspension and ground clearance than the Ram TRX. Slightly greater towing and hauling capacity, which is funny because this is just like, I don't know, they can just write a spec.
8,100 pounds is enough for me.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a 100-pound difference or like a 90-pound towing difference.
They're all minuscule numbers, but they want to be king on the block.
They do want to be king on the block. It's still the same 36-gallon fuel tank, as we said. It's about 500 miles total range. What is going to be interesting is the big addition is no leaf springs in the back. This has a multi-link, five-link coilover. It's basically a five-link with a panhard bar, and which is it's kind of a game changer in Ford's realm, right? So that's going to be pretty interesting. And new for 2021 is the big 37-inch tires. These are all terrain BF Goodrich tires. If you want to stick with the 35s, I believe you can do that as well. You can upgrade to the 17-inch with the 35s. They're forged in beadlock, capable wheels. It's got all the good stuff on it. This also has the new 10-speed transmission. It's the same gearing and final drive as the other one. Some of the things on the new F-150 that are translating over to this is, I forgot what they were calling it, but it has the off-road mode where you can use one pedal. So when you get on the throttle, it crawls, and when you let off the throttle, it electronically applies the brake. So you don't need a two-foot it. Which is kind of cool in that respect. Also, it does have an available, I believe, 2-kilowatt onboard generator. So I don't know if you can plug the 240 into it, but it does add the power points and stuff. One of the features we love about the new F-150 is when you are going out to your campsite, you can basically run a campsite off of this thing.
I have to admit that. And, I'll take my hat off to it.
Yeah. So that, I don't know. That's kind of a cool feature as well. It is the, I found it here, it's the 2-kilowatt onboard generator, which has a bunch of other goodies. Wireless phone charging, all the cameras you can imagine that you need, CarPlay and Android Auto, all the smartphone integration, all the hands-free driving stuff.
It's the important stuff, man, not the fluff.
And that's pretty much it. We've got
that's what I thought.
The Ford says the suspension travel is 14 inches and in front and 15 inches in the rear, which for you off-roading guys, apparently that's a thing. I'm not much of a truck guy. With the 37-inch tires, it's 13 inches and 14.1 inches. So I guess with the different tires, it's got, the more suspension travel because 35 is smaller than 37. 37, you could do the math on this thing. That's me geeking out on Ford's off-road stuff. Anyway, it looks badass. It's going to be fun. I love the idea of these companies, Ford and Ram, kind of going after each other and having some fun with it. And
no power numbers at all, right?
Huh? They didn't release any power numbers. Today was a teaser. Today was a teaser. All we know is the twin turbo.
All we know is what we've heard. Right.
The twin turbo.
We suspect that
EcoBoost is probably going to have a small bump in power. I don't know if it's going to be from 450 to 500. It's going to have a little bit of a bump. And we'll get more information on the Raptor probably next week as we dive into the specs. But I did want to hit on it this morning. They just did the teaser announcement. There's a couple little videos and stuff that they're going to start releasing, which will be kind of cool. That's it. Are we missing anything? I think we covered everything. I didn't.
No, man, you and your cool updates on your lightning stuff and from your wonderful garage now. I'm so freaking jealous, man.
Thank you. We moved into the cave and finally after, I'm not going to get into it too much because I'll bring you more information on it. But after, I don't know, something like 14 months, 15-month wait on getting that intake manifold ported. I am very happy with the way it turned out. I got a couple of photos of it while it was cut open, while it was cut in half. I saw the before and after photos, and I do have some flow bench testing on it as well. So we have some verifiable numbers. And I got the big AccuFab throttle body that goes with it, and then they port matched that to the intake. And so I put up a little video on Instagram, just kind of holding up the intake and showing you. And at the end, where I just kind of show the throttle body up on the intake, you can see how perfectly port match that is. No groove. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. Now, once I get into gaskets, because I'm going to get the gaskets, I'm going to trim those throttle body and intake manifold gaskets.
Sure,
I'm going to trim everything to make sure it's perfectly port matched to get that done. But all right, guys, thank
you. Looking forward to it, man.
We'll get some more updates on that soon, but thanks so much. We're going to check in with you next week because you're shipping the TRX off to Gearhead Fabrications.
TRX goes to Gearhead Friday, horsepower upgrades, little Goldberg Garage inside upgrade package. And then it comes back to me, put the big Nitto 37s on it, and jump some freaking creeks.
Nice. You mean the same 37s that will be available standard on the new Raptor? I'm just saying. I'm just pointing that out.
Yeah, it's still 100, probably 100, 150 horsepower.
Yeah, I know. And you got to wait another year.
But mine only have like 900 when it gets back in a week and a half. So we'll see you next week on CarCast.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Brought to you by Ram Tier.
Jeez, what a plug. All right, thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you next week. Until next time, keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
Vroom, vroom.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CarCast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on CarCastShow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. CarCast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit carcastshow.com. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.